From Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America, comes the Living Truth radio program. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien. It's a great privilege for us to bring you this program, an outreach of the Way of Truth Ministries. Today, Pastor Gary Dull, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, will be delivering a practical message from the Word of God, which I believe will be of great value to you in your walk with the Lord. At the end of the program, I'll return with our contact information. But right now, let's turn the microphone over to Pastor Gary Dull for his message from God's Word, the Bible.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Wednesday edition of The Living Truth as we continue our study down through Psalm 16 under the topic, The Need for God. And you know, we all need God, do we not? And we all will admit that. And we'll all say, yes, I need God. But do we live that out in our lives day by day? Let me ask you something here right now. I don't know what time of the day it is that you're listening to this program because it's played at different times and different stations across the country. But how much have you depended upon God today? How much have you depended upon God this week? And you know what? As I'm asking you that question, I'm asking me the same question. Gary, how much are you depending upon God? I hate to admit it to you, but I know I do not depend upon God to the degree that I should. And I think that that's something that we all need to admit, and we all need to learn to depend upon Him more and more. Because as we read down through Psalm 16, we come to the conclusion that without God, we have nothing. Without God, we can do nothing. Without God, we are nothing. We need to depend upon Him, not only for our salvation, but for our day-by-day strength. Now, so far, as we've been working our way down through Psalm 16, I've been sharing with you that in this particular psalm, we see 10 tremendous benefits of God for believers. And I've been emphasizing that one of the reasons why I believe that many Christians do not depend upon God as we should is simply because of the fact that we do not focus on the benefits that He has for us. I really believe that if we understood how weak and lowly and measly we are apart from God, and how many benefits God gives to those of us who depend upon Him, I think that if we really understood those things, beloved, that we would trust Him, we would depend upon Him more and more every day. Would you agree? Well, Psalm 16 gives us reasons why we need to depend upon God. We've already looked at verses 1 through 4, where we see our position in God that teaches us that God is our preserver, our protector, our master, and our unifier. Today, we go on to the second section of this psalm that deals with the fact that our provision is in God, and we see that in verses 5 through 8. Notice what it says. Psalm 16, verses 5 through 8, gives us three components that relates to God's benefits upon us. Verse 5 says, "The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved." Oh, beloved, what we see in this particular section is that our provision is always in God, and God's provision is always for us. Look at verses 5 and 6, where we see that it brings out the fact that God is our fullness. It says, "The Lord is my portion," or the portion of mine inheritance, "and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage." There are five interesting expressions in that particular text that shows us that God is our fullness. Notice, first of all, it says, the Lord is the portion of my inheritance. Now, the fact that the psalmist David says that the Lord is my portion simply means that God is all that we need. He really is. He is all that we need. And when we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, He not only saves us and gives us the forgiveness of sin, but He gives us an inheritance that is beyond our ability to be able to comprehend. Remember what Peter says about that inheritance in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3? He says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." Wow. That teaches us, beloved, that God is all that we need. Oh, too often, as Christians, oh yes, we've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, but we turn to so many ways and people and things and places in this life that have nothing to do with God to try to have a need met when we realize that God is all we need. He is our portion. He is our portion. He is all we need. That's why we need to depend upon Him. No matter what the need is, God is the one who can meet that need. But then the psalmist goes on in verse 5 of Psalm 16 and says that the Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. What that means is that God is the source of our refreshment and happiness. The source of our refreshment and happiness. You know, there's nothing like a cold cup of water on a hot summer day. You know that, don't you? Well, that's what this verse is teaching us about God. That in the time of a difficult situation in life, it is God who gives us the refreshment and the happiness and the joy that we need. When we're going through a difficult time, we don't need to turn to the ways of the world. Just turn to God and watch how He will refresh us and strengthen us and give us that joy and happiness that we need. But He goes on, and He says in verse 5, God, You maintainest my lot. God maintains our lot. What does that mean? It means that God guarantees our provision. He guarantees our provision. It's an interesting Hebrew expression that simply means that God encircles us. And when we are in the time of need, when we need God's strength, when we need God's provision, when we need God's protection, He surrounds us. He is our refuge and strength. He maintains our lot so that the fiery darts of the wicked can't even touch us. But then the psalmist goes on in verse 6, and he says, the lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. That's an interesting expression as well. But what it means is that God has marked out the place of our eternal abode. In other words, the Bible says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of my Lord forever. What that means is that God has marked out the lines of our abode, both here on earth as well as in eternity, and that means that God is going to take care of us. He is surrounding us by His provision. Thank God for that, and He will meet all of our needs. And then it says in the last part of verse 6, it says, I have a goodly heritage, a goodly heritage. And in reality, that teaches us that God gives us access to all that He is. Think about that. Those phrases, those words, portion, cup, maintaining my lot, lines are fallen, a goodly heritage, means that God is all we need. God is our refreshment and source of happiness and joy. He guarantees our provision. He has marked out the place of our eternal abode, and He gives us access to all that He is. Beloved, focus on that. And remember that God abundantly gives us all that we need, and God graciously provides a lasting inheritance to those of us who belong unto Him. But then it goes on, and it says, God is our counsel. Look at verse 7. The psalmist says, I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. Yes, God is not only our fullness, who abundantly gives us all that we need and provides a lasting inheritance, but He is the one who gives us counsel. God never keeps His counsel from us. In fact, He always strengthens us by instructing us through His counsel. Every now and then I'll hear people say, I just don't know what God wants me to do. Well, beloved, think of this. God delights in you and me when we do His will. Is He going to keep His will from us as a secret? No. Is He going to hide His direction from us? No. And so you see, when we are determining what it is that God wants us to do, let's go to Him for counsel. Let's not go to the ways of the world. Let's go to God for our counsel, for our instruction, to see what His will is, and rest assured, He will give us that direction. Think about that. Thank you for joining me today. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Gary, for that tremendous study from the pages of Scripture today. Friends, if you desire the notes or even a CD of today's program, both are available simply for the asking. In order to help with the cost of shipping and handling, a suggested donation for the notes is $5 and $10 for the CD. If our program has been a blessing to you, please share it with others. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can email us at wot@wotbm.org. Visit our website, won't you? That's at www.wotbm.org. Hey, thanks for joining us today. We're looking forward to being with you again on our next Living Truth program. Until then, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.